Today's scripture is John chapter 6, verse 53 to 55. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day, for my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and in members of 11 branch churches around the world as well as in Korea, those in local sanctuaries, and those who are attending this service through satellites and internet, and GCN TV viewers. The night before he was crucified, Jesus had the Last Supper with his disciples. He broke the bread and gave them wine. He looked at them with the eyes of compassion more than any other time, for they would remain on this earth. Even under the pressure of having to take the cross soon, he thought of the souls that would remain on this earth. And he promised in Matthew 26, verse 29, "But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When you read this verse, well, when I read it, when I was a novice Christian, I was so touched. How could it do this? Well, spiritual body can do this, you know. He cannot drink without drinking. That's what I thought. And I prayed, right? For 2,000 years, until he comes back, he would not drink and eat, and he only prays for us. But how could people understand this? They say they believe, but they should know this. If they do, how could they commit sin? Young people, how can you commit sin? Students, our Lord, for 2,000 years, haven't drunk, haven't eaten for us, for our souls, for our salvation. He has prayed. I cannot recall correctly what he is praying for. First is the salvation of souls. The second one is he will come back in the air, right? And that ministry. And the third one is the Holy Spirit. He's praying for me, actually. Mainly, he prays for these three topics. If you know this, you can never commit sin. Father God is mourning for you, and he is loving you so much. For 2,000 years, our Lord, not drinking, giving intercessory prayer for you. If you gotta know this, this is what the Lord said, and this is what he does. So that's what I thought. You know, he wanted to drink, he wanted to eat with his disciples, but he controlled himself. And until he comes back, he does not drink. Until he takes us back. Wow. It's not an easy job. It's not an easy job. But since it is our Lord who does that, he can do it. People should know this. But without knowing it, they just drink, commit sin in this end time, and get married. It is mentioned in the Bible, sin. But it's not time to do so. By all means, you have to work to be saved and to go to heaven. That's what the Bible says. This is end time. Not much left until the Lord comes back, so you shouldn't live your life like that. You should not drink, you should not get drunk, you should not get married. The day, the time the Lord comes back, is not far. By all means, you have to work hard to go to New Jerusalem. If you are not saved now, you have to work to be saved. You have to cast off everything and to become sanctified to go to New Jerusalem. But if you look at the world, take in the world, it's not time to do so. I would like to say like this to you. Live by the word of God. The Lord comes back soon. Well, I don't like to tell you this. Well, you befriend the world and you want to play, you want to watch TV, you want to play computer games. But I have to stop you from doing them. And I have to tell you to live all by the word of Father God. Only then can you not be stained by sin. So it's hard to say these things. However, I have to proclaim them. Noah proclaimed while building the ark. I have to cry out to the Lord. Our pastor should cry out. It's not something I myself should do. I'm not the only one who should do this. You are responsible for it too. So that not a single soul not be stained by sin, fall into the world, but saved and go to good no heaven. The spiritual realm is well revealed from this in altar. Why? Because the time is almost up. Well, sometimes, you know, I used to think that I have to wait more, but I don't have time to wait anymore. I have to tell you this and help you adorn yourself as a bride of the Lord. So, all the deep things of the spiritual realm, I'm telling you. Even deeper stuff, we have to wait for the best time. Once I receive the power of recreation completely, then I can reveal it to you freely. But before then, no, I'm trying to reveal it one by one. Our students and young people, you have to keep it in mind. Whatever I say does not go in vain. I don't speak jokes. I don't play. I don't play a joke. I don't make mistakes in my speaking because I can't. I shouldn't. Because my word is guaranteed and it carries the right of, you know, the curse and blessing. I should not make mistakes. As I told you, my memory power has turned into nothing. The reason? I have to recover the original voice 100%. Of course, I give out the original voice now. But I have to give out even during the normal conversation to recover it. Father God erased my memory power. So I cannot even, I don't, even among the family, even in my family, I cannot, you know, speak jokes. That's why for years I haven't talked to you on the phone. Why? Because on the phone, you know, I may speak jokes, right? Some useless words. But I shouldn't do that. So I quit, you know, speaking on the phone. All in the fleshly affection too. I got reasons. For years, Father God has governed me like this. So about words on my lips, the words from my mouth should carry the work of creation. Just like the original voice from Father God. That's what I do. That's why I do this. Can you understand? But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Fruit of the vine does not just refer to wine. It refers to all things that are created by Jesus, who is the true vine. It means he would eat and drink the new fruit with us when the kingdom of heaven comes and all things are recovered. But those dying souls, through the intercessory prayer, should be saved. To do so, our Lord made this kind of promise 2,000 years ago. And he is keeping it. He has been keeping until when? Until when? Until during the 7-year wedding banquet, we will eat and drink, right? Because we are the brides of the Lord. We will have a wedding banquet in the air. And what a beautiful feast it will be. Then we will drink and eat. We, our brides, you know, brides will eat our Lord. Until that day, the wedding banquet will be lifted up. And until then, our Lord will keep His promise. Once in the wedding banquet, you know, it's over, so he doesn't need to stop drinking, right? Because the salvation works is over. So he doesn't need to, you know, not drinking and not eating anymore, right? I said, even at this moment in heaven, the Lord, without eating anything, intercedes for the souls who are suffering on this earth. He will enjoy the banquet of joy with us only after we finish all our good fights in faith, go into heaven, and enjoy the joy of victory. The title of this message is The Lord's Love. We will have the Holy Communion in the second part of this service. Through this service and Holy Communion, I'd like you to think about how thankful you are to the Father God and the Lord, and how deeply you are feeling His love. In doing so, may you realize deep in your heart the love of the Lord, who shed all His water and blood on the cross and gave His life, and who is praying for us with tears even today. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the Holy Communion, first of all, we have to give thanks to God the Father and the Lord with all our heart. It's human nature to forget the grace or favor that we received as time passes by. No, you are thankful when you receive grace, right? But as time passes by, you forget that. And your thanks changes. Sometimes you make enemies. However, people of God should never do this, because it is an act of, you know, betrayal. Change your mind. Betraying. People of God should never do that. With such evil, on judgment day you'll be judged, right? Because Jesus knows this human nature very well, He established the Holy Communion to remember Him. It means we should remember the grace and love of the Lord, who shed His blood to redeem us from sins and to give us life. So how well do you remember Him? Do you have overwhelming emotions when you meditate on the cross of the Lord? Do you live a life in which you give thanks every day, thinking of the grace of salvation? When I read the four Gospels in the Bible, I cannot go on reading. From the start of this church until today, even today, I do so. I cannot stop crying. I cannot read. You know, I have to wipe my tears away all the time reading those four Gospels. And then tasting eternal life before death is the same. I cannot read. It's because when I read about Jesus' sufferings, heavy weeping and mourning stopped me from reading. Sometimes I cannot even read my own testimonial book. Just by remembering the moment I received the healing of all my diseases by the power of God, my heart bursts and hot tears gush out from my eyes. I'm moved every time I think of the salvation of the cross. My gratitude is renewed every time I think of the grace of God the Father. You've all received this grace of salvation. Furthermore, in this church, God is pouring down on you new grace every day so that you can prosper in all things and be in good health just as your soul prospers. You didn't witness with your eyes, right? But there are so many accidents and disasters. You should know how well you are protected. In the world, there are so many countless accidents and diseases, troubles in family. There is no family without medicine, without surgery every year. However, families in this church, which live by word of God, a year, for 10 years, 20 years, they haven't taken any medicine, but live healthy, without any injection, without surgery. They live a healthy life. Why? Because they live by the word of God. So if you think about this, you should know how well Father God is protecting you, how well, you know, He keep you from, you know, experiencing accidents through angels. You should know this. If you gotta know this, if you don't feel it. You can see this point if you just think of the period of time between accepting the Lord for the first time and now. I think I heard it before. When I pray for the sick, you know, it is too long. Why don't you make it short? Or why don't you stop that prayer? I think I was told by someone. However, you should know what a blessing it is to receive this prayer for the sick. Even though you are not sick, if you receive my prayer, because of the prayer, you are protected. Not a single germ or disease has come to you. What a blessing it is. As you receive that prayer, since you receive that prayer, you are protected, and if you are kept safe, you live a life without disease, and your family, no diseases. What a blessing it is. But you, without knowing it, you complain it is too long. And all the names of the diseases are well found. And people with those diseases, it's a blessing. Since there are many diseases, through that prayer, people are protected. So how thankful you should be. Thank you. Your children are protected. Your parents got protected. Your husbands, your wives are protected. Your families are protected. You got to believe this because it's fact. Even though Father God is invisible, but through angels, Father God searches over us and protects us. So those angels do that. This church is loved by Father God. That's why He does that. If you don't live by the word of God, there is no angel for you. Since you live by the word of God, angels are protecting you. If you don't live by the word of God, there is no ministering angel. That's why there are churches have no light on. There are so many churches like that. And the light of Holy Spirit is quenched. Such churches, we have like 50,000 churches, but there are so many churches without the light of the Holy Spirit. Everything I say, I have seen it, I've touched it. I know better than anybody about spiritual realm. I can affirm, okay? Because I've touched it, I have seen it. That's why I told you and wrote books about heavens and hell. And that's why I published them to the whole world. Without seeing it, without knowing it, how can I publish it? How can I write it? I'm not good at writing. How can I lie about them? Nonsense, isn't it? But I'm going to reveal so many things about spiritual realm, so deep things about spiritual realm, because you gotta know them. You have to know about spiritual realm, because the time, not much time left until the Lord comes back, and I have to teach you diligently, even the deeper things of the spiritual realm.
so that, you know, you can learn it, believe it, prepare for it, and live for it. Well, before I couldn't, but now I can. As I received the power of the recreation, I should be boldly, you know, speak like this. You can see this point if you just think of the period of time between accepting the Lord for the first time and now. I hear many testimonies from church members. Senior pastor, if I hadn't come to this church, I've had already killed myself. If I hadn't heard the holiness gospel through the shepherd, my family would have been broken already. They say this with tears. From the start of this church, I've heard this a lot. You know, they came to me, they came to see me. You know, those families make this kind of confession. Without this church, I have committed suicide already. My family got destroyed, and I got divorced. Now, I heard this a lot. But now, I didn't have a divorce, but my family is in peace right now. I think you hear these testimonies a lot. Moreover, you have numerous testimonies of receiving divine healing and solutions in disastrous situations. Without the grace of God the Father, how many dangerous situations would we have faced? We would have lived in pain due to natural disasters, various accidents, and minor sicknesses as well as serious diseases. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that He may strongly support those whose heart is completely His." When you kept the word of God, without fail, He gave you blessings. To those who joyfully gave for the kingdom of God, He blessed them 30, 60, or 100 times more. In addition, as days went by, He gave you power and strength increasingly more so that you could come into Spirit and Holy Spirit. This way, many of you are bearing the fruits of light, truth, goodness, as well as receiving financial blessings. This morning, I got a report from the secretary office. What a great blessing in the church. After the Feast of Spirit, after my birthday, blessings are pouring down in the church. Last year it was the minus 2% in church finance. This year, it's plus something percent. So, as far as I know, if there were like 50,000 churches in this country, when I started the church, there were about like 45,000 churches. There are more than, there should be more than 50,000. A church without debt, I think there is none. There may be, but I don't know. I'm not sure. However, to my knowledge, even huge, you know, mega-sized churches are on debt. They, you know, struggle for church finance. There are churches like that. Servant of God is wasting Father God's money. What? For what? What for? And struggle for money. Churches broke peace, divided. They got lots of properties, and it's on newspaper. We have properties too. But is it for investment? No. That's for our Canaan sanctuary and for our congregation. And this church also. There was a news on newspaper. So you don't know what's happening, right? But this week I read the news, and it
news talked about, mentioned about the properties around this area. Someone started the construction. And it will be the construction will be finished in 2019. They are developing this area, and our church is in them. So that's what's happening right now. Shindaebangdong area is also the work. I think I told you. On the Canaan Sanctuary site, the Grand Sanctuary is still working. Because it cannot be done overnight. It's in the providence of Father God. Everything will be accomplished one by one. There might be a family, friends, or lover who can give you some of their time and money, but it's very difficult to find anybody who can sacrifice everything. If one can give his life, how great is this love? The Bible also says in John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. Thankfully, you've already received this great love, and you are receiving that love even now. The one who gave you this love couldn't see that you are suffering and going the way of death. For this reason, he chose to die for us, to give us life by giving his life. It is our Lord Jesus Christ that gave us the greatest love that cannot be compared with anything else in the whole world. Do you feel this love every day of your life? We shouldn't just know this love with knowledge. We so often hear that God is love and that the Lord loves us. Because we hear it too often, we might become insensitive. Each person has different feelings when they confess their love by saying, "The Father, the Lord, I love you." Some say it without so much emotion. Some others say it feeling sorry because they feel they lack many things. Some people say this with their eyes well up. For me, as I control it, tears come through my nose. So with tissue, and I have to wipe my eyes and nose too. Some say it without so much emotion. If you can say it with your heart, then there must the emotion should go together. So if you truly love, if that love is deep or shallow, I mean, even though you married to your husband or wife, your love is different, right? There is a wife, there is a husband who cannot live apart from their spouse. So they are surprised, they are shocked when they hear about the word, you know, divorce. Say the husband says, "Let's divorce." The wife got shocked, right? For years they lived together. They promised to live, grow older in marriage. They shared, you know, marriage rings. Now they want a divorce. Well, the love is gone already. They don't live together as they love. So it's tragedy. And it shouldn't happen among you, okay? Such tragedy should not be your story. You should live like this. I and my wife are over 7 years. I've never talked about divorce. When we were poor, I've never talked about divorce. How can I say divorce after I married for love? The love, you know, cannot cool down. I cannot say it so.
And
Some others say it, feeling sorry because they feel they lack many things. The others already have overwhelming emotions even before they say it. Their eyes are already filled with tears. The level of feeling the love of God is different from person to person, depending on the extent to which they cultivate His Spirit. The more deeply you feel His love, the more deeply you can understand the Father's heart. For the more, you will love God the Father and the Lord foremost. Our Lord said in Mark 12:30, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." You will love God with all your heart. Because you realize the love given to you is so great, you don't feel wasteful even if you have to give all your life. Apostle Paul said in Romans 8:35, "Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?" In verse 38 and 39, he said, "For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor hate, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul didn't care about any kind of hardship because the love of the Lord and the love of the Father were much greater than the difficulties he faced. We have this kind of love with our Father and the Lord. Our Lord took the cross for us. And by believing in Him, we were saved. We became Father God's sons and daughters. And those who forsake it easily, say those who commit sin leading to death, they forsook the love of Father God. I can go to hell. You know, I like better to have a girlfriend or boyfriend. Those who changed their first love, those who broke their vow. If you truly love Father, you made the vow to love Father God foremost, and you broke the vow. You broke the vow because you love someone more than the Father. So it's tragic too. It's tragic too. You will know as you go to heaven. The Bible tells you you should never break the vow, especially the vow with Father. You should not break promise with yourself, right? Especially it is the vow you make with Father God. It is said in the Bible. But you treat it lightly and break it? That faith is in vain. I hope you will feel the love of God and the Lord in this way. I hope you will believe that the love of the shepherd in wanting to lead you to New Jerusalem is also love for you personally. Without that love, I don't need to, you know, construct, you know, my prayer house. You know, all I have to do is just keep what I have now. But why do I do a new work for next year? I hope you to know. I hope that you will learn. And Father God loves you so much. And Father God is pleased with you. And since Father God is pleased, I'm following His will. When you come, well, I got tons of places where I have to spend money. We have so many huge size refrigerators in prayer house. And can you find, you know, how many ice candies in that freezer? Just one day, it's all gone. I spend money for ice cream, ice candies and beverages. Why do I do so? To help you become happy, to have hope for heaven, to run your life, to run your race vigorously. If you feel all this love in your heart, it will be easy to cut off the world and cast away evil that used to be difficult to cast away. Our students, since they felt it, they cut off the world and run their race of faith so well. Amen. That's why they love so much. How can I give up on them?
Next year, it means I will invite them again next year. How can I give up? I will invite them next year. And then 2 years later,
until you go to colleges,
those who went to colleges,
if you come into spirit, then they will be also invited.
You will be able to march toward New Jerusalem without hesitation on account of the love that holds you until the end.
I hope your lives will be filled with the love of the Father and the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Communion has deep love of the Lord in it.
What kind of love is it?
It is the love to give eternal life to us even by dying on the cross and giving all His flesh and blood.
Our Lord said in John 6:53,
unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in yourselves.
In other words,
for us to maintain our spiritual life and furthermore grow up in spirit, we have to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man.
It's because, as the Lord said in John 6:55,
for my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink.
To eat the flesh of the Son of Man, we have to make the words of God our spiritual bread.
To drink His blood, we have to practice the words of truth by faith.
Then the truth will replace the untruth in our heart.
As love fills up, hatred will leave.
If you plant the word of love, the hatred will go out.
As humbleness comes in, arrogance will go out.
As gentleness enters, bad temper will depart from us.
So those with hot temper and anger, all you have to do is fill your heart with the gentleness.
But if you fill it with hot temper, anger,
you have nothing to do with this, you know, gentleness.
Where are you going?
Where are you going next?
You have to know.
You have to learn properly from your pastors.
It's obvious, isn't it?
Either heaven or hell.
Is it way to heaven after you got upset?
After you commit sin?
Or hell?
You are going to way hell.
Well, I'm to say this after I come back, but I have to.
Even though you hate me,
I have to tell you this.
Whenever I come, I have to plant faith in you so that you can go to heaven.
That's why I have to say like this.
Even though you hate me in your heart,
I believe that there is nobody who will hate me.
To have true life in us, as we learn the word of God, we must have the following deeds of practicing the words by faith.
Those who act in this way will enjoy eternal glory with the Lord later.
They will eat and drink at the Lord's table, having parties day after day in heaven that is prepared for us.
Even now, the Lord is praying for us and looking forward to such a day.
When we share this bread and wine today, I hope you will once again imprint the Lord's love on your heart.
In doing so, may you love the Lord more and enjoy overflowing blessings in every aspect of your life. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
I'll pray for the sick.
Father God,
Elder Hyung-gyu of Canada, bless him to recover eyesight well.
And urinate well.
Bless patients of Belgium to be healed of headache, eye diseases, and high blood pressure.
Bless Praveen of India to be healed of lung cancer.
Bless Juan Lios to be healed of diabetes, high blood pressure, and skin diseases.
And bless Rafaela to be healed of brain problem.
Bless Shu Wei Ren to be healed of atopic dermatitis. Less should I may to be healed of thyroid diseases. Bless Gao Fei Yu to be healed of pancreas cancer. Bless Wei Feng Liu Jing Zhou to be healed of liver cancer. Bless Liu Shuying to be healed of thyroid tumor. Bless Zhang Ten Long to be healed of liver problem. And there is in the respiratory problems. Bless Bak Changdo to be healed of poison urine and burned skin. Bless Liu Shumei to be healed of rheumatism. Bless Wang Wan Wu and An Bok Sun to be healed of brain problem and cerebral affection. Bless Hong Mei Ling to be healed of heart disease. Bless Zhang Jin Cheng to be healed of cataract, diabetes. Bless Liu Gao Rong to be healed of stomach problems and liver tumor. Bless Zhao Supang to be healed of liver problem. Bless Guang Guiyu to be healed of kidney problems and kidney stone. Bless Wang Chala. Bless Zhang Nuwan to study well and then make everything prosperous in England. Bless Han Un Lin to take exam well in July. Bless all InVictory readers and viewers and TV and Russia viewers and the Nabikai TV viewers in India. They made prayer requests, hundreds of them. Lay your hands on each one of them and heal them, bless them, and be glorified. Father, bless our congregation to be protected and to be healthy. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.